Tenzai, you mispronounced my name. And on top of that, you are a disgrace to the world of dance. Even the people here in the Midwest who don't know anything about the world of arts will agree. That you two are an abomination. I'll come down to the ring when you get my name right.
We're on the road to WrestleMania, and you're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
So good, James. So good.
You're just loving the Fandango character, aren't you?
Best thing in wrestling today.
Mr. Callahan against the grain, ladies
Fandango.
And gentlemen.
Fandango. No, I'm just joking. But I will say this. The best thing in the mid-card range of professional wrestling.
He's not even in the mid-card, I would argue.
But he's the best. At this point, he makes me laugh better. Right now, Fandango is making me laugh, just like Santino used
to.
Well,
you're entitled to your opinion, my friend, but I think most people would disagree with you.
I think what he does is just so good. He's playing this character so well.
It is a bit
everything
of a...
Everything he's doing is right. I think I'm more of a fan of that than the actual gimmick and what's happening. He is just playing this thing perfectly. I'm loving Fandango.
Well, it's a very old-school tactic to keep on delaying your debut like that to generate some kind of heel heat for you.
So good, so funny. I disagree what other people are saying out there. Fandango, loving it. And I'm loving that we started this show tonight with a clip from Fandango. This is Smack Talk Radio Live. Wrestling Talk Radio. Basically, it's what it is.
Absolutely. Just two guys throwing on the mics and puking their guts out about what they think about wrestling these days.
That's especially happening tonight. I'm Corey Callahan. That's James McDonald.
Hello.
And welcome to Smack Talk Radio Live. Now, to find this show, you got to head on over to www.smacktalkradiolive.com. Like the page at facebook.com. Send a friend to @SRLRadio. Or type us in on the search bar at Stitcher. Here we are, James. WrestleMania. You and I, we have not got a chance to talk for a very long time.
No, that's right. And quite a bit has happened in the hiatus that we've had here since our show.
Not only have we not done a show for a while, you and I have barely talked about wrestling together in the same room in a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
So tonight's going to be very interesting because this is our chance to actually talk about wrestling for the first time, but most importantly, our show, we've always talked about what WrestleMania is going to look like. We finally, tonight, know what it's going to look like. You know what I mean?
Well, the top matches, yes, but the undercard's still very, very foggy at this point.
We have some direction, though, is what I'm going with.
Well, not really. I mean, some guys seem to be getting tossed around in the mix. Like, look at Wade Barrett, for example. What's he doing? I mean, one week he's feuding with Bo Dallas, the next week he's feuding with Sheamus here. Like,
all right, well, let me say this. At least I know what the main event is.
Okay,
I have that?
That's what I just said. The top part of the card is definitely secure. I'll give you that, but I mean,
it's tough getting...
They still have a lot of guys that you don't know what they're going to do at the card.
It's tough looking forward to WrestleMania when you don't even have a hint of what's going to happen. What am I looking forward to? You know it's WrestleMania, but you don't know. It wasn't until John Cena beat CM Punk a couple weeks ago that we finally knew what the main event was going to be.
There you go. So we have Rock Cena 2, your main event for WrestleMania 29. What are your initial feelings about this, Corey? I know we're
just getting right into the wrestling talk, eh? We weren't going to ask each other how we're doing, nothing like that.
Why not? I think people don't. I don't think people care about you and me. They just want to hear our stupid opinions on what's going on in wrestling.
Rock Cena 2, I'm very torn because this is the thing. I saw the same match last year at WrestleMania in Miami. That, to me, I don't like. As a paying customer that is heading to WrestleMania, I don't feel like I'm getting the best possible scenario.
Really?
2 years in a row as I'm traveling to these two different cities.
Because a lot of people would say that the Rock Cena here is the best possible match they could come up with
I'm just saying.
At the main event to make the most money, right?
Personally, I would have rather seen The Rock versus CM Punk at WrestleMania. They didn't go that route. They decided to do it earlier at the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that would have been my dream scenario.
Yeah.
As a paying customer that's going to these two stadiums 2 years in a row, I don't like that the main event is the same. I really appreciated that one line they had last year in Miami, once in a lifetime. And I thought they were going to stick with that. But now to me, it seems blatantly obvious that right. this is going to be 3 years in a row. That's the way I see it. One thing I will say, if John Cena loses to The Rock yeah. at WrestleMania, it's because he's taking on The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30.
Really?
If The Rock
wins... Very bold.
That's the thing. But if John Cena wins this match,
right.
it's going to be because there's going to be a third match between the two at WrestleMania 30. The rubber match, if you will, right?
I see.
So that's the thing. For me... I can, and here's the other thing. They did What's a that? Really good job 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw when they discussed, well, they were face to face in the ring, I should
yes,
say.
Yes, that was a very good segment. Both that guys sold I thought it were on me. The ball and
that sold it for me. And I love that
and
John
it's your
Cena
it's your perfect babyface feud as well, right?
John Cena, he's playing the underdog, the guy that needs to get back to the top and to overcome
he wants that,
the
he
last
wants that
obstacle.
Redemption, right? He wants to do that one thing that he hasn't succeeded yet at in his career.
He wants
right?
to he wants to win the big one, and really that's what
against The Rock.
He wants to overcome all odds, and that's really what the whole character of John Cena is about, right?
Well, yeah, never give up, hustle, he's, loyalty, respect. Oh, yeah, it's all
that's what this is saying to me.
Package and parcel.
This right? is the ultimate comeback for a man, right? This is overcoming everything. So there's that with John Cena. I love how The Rock plays the part of, I've already beat you. I know I can do it again. I'm coming in
Absolutely.
Super confident. I'm already the champion. And really, if there is anyone that can pull that off, it is The Rock.
Well, I for me personally, I got to say, after only one segment of the two interacting, I'm already more interested in this match's build-up than I was in last
know.
Year's. I thought, because I think these guys both look equally as good now. But
I agree. It's good. I like it. I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, I do like what I'm seeing on television. I'm just saying, deep down inside, I'm just feeling like...
I know.
2 years in a row.
But
you
here's
told
the
me
thing.
It was
once you
can,
in a lifetime. You could argue that it was, you know, it was kind of almost... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Fated to happen. I mean, you got The Rock beating CM Punk for the title, and then Cena wins the Royal Rumble. So it's you know, it's not like... You
but
know,
here's the worst part of it for me, and this is the part that deep down I'm thinking... I mean, I don't... You can agree with this or not, but this is how I see WrestleMania going down. John Cena beats The Rock. We set up for another match at WrestleMania 30. To me, that's a disappointing scenario. That's just me.
Really?
Having the same main event of WrestleMania 3 years in a row...
So you feel it's pretty much a lock that John Cena is going to walk away from 29 with the win over The Rock?
Right? I'm thinking... Okay. I'm
even
thinking
even
that's
with The Rock
happens.
Being advertised to wrestle at
that's
the,
my
at the month after his pay-per-view, Extreme
yes.
Rules?
That's my prediction.
Really? See, I don't think it's so clear now. Now that it's been announced that The Rock's going to be...
I'm not saying that's what I want
at
to
next
happen.
Month's pay-per-view. I don't think it's so...
As a fan...
Part and parcel that Cena's going to walk away with the win.
As a fan, I would rather have John Cena lose to The Rock again. That's the truth.
But I could say, hey,
I don't see that happening.
And I'm sitting here saying I could see it happen. I don't think it's 100% lock that Cena's going to pick up the win just because The Rock won last year.
What do you really like about this angle? Are you loving everything you see? You're really into it? I mean,
I'm definitely liking it. Both guys are looking good. I mean, this is the biggest match you could come up with. And, I mean, it's not like last year's match was basically all predicated upon a challenge, right? You had The Rock challenging John Cena stepping up to the challenge. This year it's all about the title. So it's a little, it's different in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it's about the title and it's not.
I agree.
It's not all about like, I want to get my revenge on you. I want to get my retaliation, right? It is centered around the title and you know, like it or not, John Cena did get to the spot in a fair and square manner. He did win the Royal Rumble, right? So.
I agree with you on that. So. I like it. I'm just saying it's not what I wanted. You know?
Okay. I hear you.
But. No, but I also hear what you're saying. And as a fan, I gotta admit, I'm looking forward to this match. But to me, what I'm looking deep, like, this is myself personally. I'm not saying anyone else is feeling this way. But for me, I look forward more to the idea that, okay, who's John Cena facing at WrestleMania 30? Because to me, John Cena versus Undertaker has to happen. There's no way it doesn't have to happen. And Undertaker's years are limited. So I think if there's ever a year to have Undertaker versus John Cena, it's at WrestleMania 30. That's the thing with me.
Yeah.
And that if that doesn't happen soon, it might not happen. And I can't see them losing out on that. Hmm. That's a match that has to happen at WrestleMania.
I don't know. I mean, WrestleMania being in New York this year, facing a young up-and-comer like CM Punk.
And that's ultimately why I don't think the CM Punk will beat The Undertaker. That's a different match altogether.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Undertaker and CM Punk.
I really can't see CM Punk ending the streak. Really? I can appreciate...
I totally could, actually.
Well, okay.
It is a well-known fact that in the wrestling business, on your way out, when you're retiring, you retire on a loss.
I'll rephrase it.
Right? You retire on a loss to put somebody over... Just like somebody did for you when you were starting out in your career, when you were young type thing, right? It's like a tradition that they do.
I understand so, that. No, and I understand that.
And with them being in New York, their home territory like they are, I don't think it's so clear that Undertaker's going to walk away with the victory. I know a lot of people think that, you know, it's kind of locked that
he's going to go 21-0. But, here's how I think about it.
All right, what do you think about it?
I think that if the Undertaker is ever going to lose... It will be to someone that should... It should be to a guy that's up and coming. That's why I don't see John Cena beating The Undertaker. Because John Cena is kind of... He's on his last legs. He's on his last years, I should say. Like, he's not...
Well, I'd say he's probably got a good 7-8 years left in him.
Okay.
So I don't...
I'm just trying to think of the best way to say this. I'm trying to say, like, if there's a guy that should beat The Undertaker, I feel it should be CM Punk. Because he is... To me, he's the most believable guy to beat him on the roster today. I'm not saying there can't be someone down the road that shows up, but at this point, I think it would be CM Punk. No, yeah, I agree with you.
At this point today, yes, CM Punk is the most
So that's why person. I think that match could go the opposite way of what I stated earlier. Like, I could see CM Punk winning for that reason if they went with that mentality. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them going that direction because I look ahead to a payday that features John Cena versus The Undertaker.
I see.
Do you understand?
I hear you.
That's the thing I have with this match. So you know what I'm saying.
No, right? I totally know what you're saying.
So it's a question of, does John Cena face The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30? I don't see Undertaker going past WrestleMania 30. So that's why I'm thinking that it
you're might thinking 30 might be the last one for him.
See, all these matches line up the dots for next year. And I know that Vince McMahon has this long-term plan for WrestleMania 30. I can just feel that coming from him. I might be thinking way too much into it.
Yeah, you might.
That's how I work, buddy. Hey, that's man. How I operate. All right. Deep down, that's right. How I operate.
Corey Callahan, part psychic.
That's right, buddy. Hey, right. I've called a lot lately. I really have. I feel like I know what's... I just think that Vince is thinking long term here.
Yeah, no, I totally hear what you're saying.
It's a question of whether it's John Cena versus The Rock or John Cena versus The Undertaker.
I hear. Unfortunately, we had William Moody, better known as Paul Bear. Sorry, what did I say, Paul Bear? Paul Bearer, yeah, I passed away this past week, unfortunately, from a blood clot. But yeah. What did you think of the way that they kind of made Raw a whole
I think it was perfect.
Tribute to Paul Bearer type thing? And
I think it was perfect. I was actually hoping that I got to hear from The Undertaker with a mic in hand. I just wanted to hear what he said. I don't know. For some reason, I was like, if anyone was going to give a speech about this guy, it should be The Undertaker.
I thought it was cool, though, how he came out and like did the pose in front of the urn and stuff.
I thought they handled it perfectly.
I agree with you. I thought I was kind of cringing, and I was kind of almost expecting they might do something, you know, like Paul Bearer's in hell, kind of like what they did with Eddie Guerrero back when Randy Orton said that, which was very, you know, distasteful. But no, they handled it very well. I thought it was a very respectful tribute, and it totally plays into the CM Punk and Undertaker storyline beautifully. Like, unfortunately, you don't wish death upon anybody.
I totally agree.
But I mean, even in death, you know, he's getting over an Undertaker angle. Even in death,
CM Punk keeps it classy here, I think it's an excellent way to make him an even bigger heel for this program. You know what I mean? I don't think CM Punk should disrespect Paul Bearer in any way, and he hasn't.
No.
I'm saying keep it on the road that you are. Make it about the urn.
Yeah.
Not so much mentioning Paul Bearer.
Do you like that he took the urn at the end of
Raw? Absolutely. I think it's
a
good storyline.
It's kind of like an old video game storyline, though.
And it keeps it alive. It keeps it alive. Forever, really.
Yeah.
Now that Paul Bearer has passed away, what they did on Monday keeps the urn in the picture for years to come. And that will always be associated with Paul Bearer. So that will be the lasting thing out of all this. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
Right? That's the way I'm looking at it. And I really enjoyed it. I think that CM Punk can really do something with this if he does it properly. And I think he has and he will. So that's what I like about it. I really do. It's a good WrestleMania match. Punk versus Undertaker.
I agree.
Let me say this. I hated how they set up the match.
You didn't like that Fatal 4-Way?
God. I saw that coming from a mile away. I didn't. I hated that. I loved how CM Punk came out at the beginning of that Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago, and he stated, you know, John Cena, or no, sorry, the WWE Universe took away what was rightfully mine, or what.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take away what should be yours.
Yeah, no, that was a good promo to.
And he's going
to
take away the Undertaker's streak. And that's what I loved about it, is that it wasn't, he's taking the streak not from the Undertaker, but from the fans. It's like the lasting.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
It's the lasting.
Classic heel tactic, though.
I know, but it's like, to me, it really sets it up beautifully. Like,
yeah, oh, this I
is
agree
the,
with you.
This is the last streak in wrestling that is worth something.
Right.
And so Punk is saying, I'm not just taking it away from The Undertaker, I'm taking it away from the fans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that part was excellent. I really enjoyed that. But what I couldn't stand was how
you could
all
see it
of a
from
sudden
a...
three other guys came out to the ring and started talking about they wanted their shot at The Undertaker. And then Vicky Guerrero comes out and says, well, the winner of a four-way is going to get to face The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Really? That's how we now set
well,
up Undertaker matches at WrestleMania?
Hold on. Let me contrast it for you this way. I was watching this Raw with my girlfriend, and we got to the setup for this Fatal 4-Way match, and she was really into it because she didn't know who was going to win the match and go on to face The Undertaker. So,
well,
I mean,
I find that funny. Like, I saw it coming from a mile away. I can't see how you don't if you are the above-average... I'm not saying that
your girlfriend is in. I'm like, where are you going with this here?
I'm saying that it's like the fan that is listening to our radio show must know.
Yes, the smarter Mark, yes.
You know, like that to me, that's, I'm a different fan than your girlfriend, without question. You know that.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So.
We're both different fans than our girlfriends.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's my, you,
yeah,
this
no,
is
I,
our show. I'm giving my opinion.
Yeah, right? I hear you, man. It's by the fans for the fans, so we're spitting it out.
We never even did mention that we're not talking about the post-to-post report, or we're not giving the post-to-post report.
You know what? I kind of like the different feel of this show. We're just...
Well, let's just be realistic here. This week alone, I'm just going to give the realistic 100% truth.
All right, we're going to delve into our personal lives a little bit here, people.
Well,
so if you want to fast forward, this is the point.
The truth of the matter is we can't be doing a show every week the way we were because we're just so busy. And I am especially ridiculously busy.
You got a lot on your plate.
This week alone. 100 hours on paper I am working. In 7 days, from Sunday to next Sunday, I'm working over 100 hours.
How many hours are there in a day? 24?
Yeah.
What's 24 times 7? I'm just
My life is crazy
the plausibility
right now.
Of this.
I love talking wrestling, but it's like I got to find the time to get the show done. We're not getting paid. This is a hobby for you and I.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not a bad thing. It's just that we're having... You know, trouble going.
And then
so.
Technical issues like this Podbean server host is just ridiculous.
It is.
Podbean is so ridiculous, but I'm not going to trash them on air. Love you, Podbean.
Do you, though? Anyways, this is just basically you and I tonight ranting about WrestleMania. That's
what
we wanted to do. We wanted
it, throwing it down about what they've got set up so far going into WrestleMania.
And I like this show. I wish we were doing a proper show because this is the show that I get most excited about because finally we have direction as to what's happening at WrestleMania, right? So what other programs on WrestleMania are you
liking?
Well,
we've got the Brock Lesnar Triple H one. We can't forget about that. That's the third of your big three for WrestleMania. Like, what do you say about this?
I mean,
you have a rematch from SummerSlam, and
here's what I say about the program. I just saw it at SummerSlam.
Right.
That part I don't like. If this was supposed to be the WrestleMania match all along, you should have avoided it at SummerSlam. That part forever will ruin this match for me. But that being said, I don't doubt for a second that these guys can convince me that it'll be an awesome program. I will look forward to this match. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to this match yet. I really am not. I can't say I'm super pumped. I don't get excited for Brock Lesnar anyways, but I...
See, I'm different from you there.
But. I'm just not beyond excited. And I thought Triple H's reasons for coming back, I didn't like that either. I thought they were kind of phony. But
well, do you feel that perhaps Triple H is taking up the spot of maybe a younger, more deserving talent that could have faced Brock Lesnar? Or could they have found maybe a better
use? Because this is about like Brock Lesnar and the WWE. It's not about Brock Lesnar versus a certain wrestler. His appeal is that he has gripes with the WWE because he went to the UFC. And Triple H is really the man to represent the WWE. So that part I like. I don't think there's anyone else that should be facing Brock Lesnar. That's all I'm saying. I thought this was a WrestleMania match from day one. I said it back last year. I was surprised they rushed it for SummerSlam. That part ruined it for me.
Fair enough. So this past Monday on Raw, we had Paul Heyman accepting Triple H's challenge, well, on behalf of Brock Lesnar, of course, for WrestleMania, mm-hmm. but only on the condition that they name the stipulation and that the stipulation be revealed after Triple H signs the contract. So what do you think some of these stipulations could be?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It could be anything. It's just an opportunity to keep looking forward heading into the weeks leading up to WrestleMania.
Well, there's been some talk that the stipulation could be that it's going to be like an MMA-style fight.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say this earlier. I think the route they should go is MMA. I mean, I say this, but I also wouldn't actually say do it. But to me, the best idea here would be to have an actual MMA fight between Triple H and Brock Lesnar. I personally would just love to see that.
Oh, wow.
But it would never happen, of course. But wouldn't you like to see that? I think people would be tuning into that.
Well, that'd be interesting for sure, but...
Like an actual fight in the ring. Like it's not happening.
Like an actual shoot fight.
Triple H can hold his own probably against Brock Lesnar. It's not out of the range. Training is an issue, but I don't think pound for pound. Like, Triple H is a tough guy.
I think Brock outweighs him by quite a bit, though.
Like it would 30, never happen.
30 or 40 pounds.
I just, the fan in me would love to see
that. Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm just saying that on the show. I don't need to sound like... that's how I feel. Like, that's what I would love to see. However... I'm not super excited about this match at this point, and the stipulation thing doesn't really matter to me anyways. I'm going to be disappointed probably. Really.
So why do you feel you're going to be disappointed? Because do you think it's going to be
that it's an ambulance match? Like something stupid.
An ambulance match.
They would never do that.
Oh my. Oh jeez.
That's how I feel.
Flashbacks of early last year.
But I'm going to be. I'm going to be disappointed. Like. It's a submission match. It's like, that doesn't do it for me.
No, no. It's not going to be something cut and dry like that.
Triple H just did a Hell in a Cell last year.
It's going to be something interesting. I mean, come on. This is WrestleMania. They're going to have some kind of...
What would it be? You ask me. Well, let's ask you. What would you think it would be?
Maybe it'll have something to do pertaining to his contract or some kind of compensation that he's going to receive. Or maybe he'll receive like a special position within the WWE where he makes his own rules.
So you're thinking outside the gimmick match type.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I don't think it's just going to be some sort of gimmick match. I think it's going to be... There's going to be some sort of...
Well, why do you think everyone feels like that? Like, I think a lot of people are feeling like, what kind of match would it be now that he said that, you know?
Really?
You don't think so?
No, I'd go... Me, personally, if I was on the creative team, I'd go beyond that. Like,
interesting.
It'd be a big stipulation, right? Because you got to remember, he has to sign the contract before they name the stipulation.
Yeah, so but I know...
The stipulation could be anything.
But... If I know the Triple H that I think I do, he'll come out next Monday and just sign. He'll get in the ring and not care and sign it and stare him down, right? Like Triple H will sign it.
And then the stipulation will be if Brock Lesnar wins, he becomes the new COO or something. Who knows, right? Takes Triple H's job.
Or maybe Paul Heyman is.
Maybe Paul Heyman becomes COO or something. Who knows, right?
Well, that'd be interesting.
So,
well, I'd be excited about that.
Yeah, exactly. You see, they can do anything. Stipulations or anything you could do. It doesn't have to just be some kind of game.
I'm not saying I never said that I hated this program. I'm just saying I'm not excited about it yet.
Yeah.
I think I will be come WrestleMania. But
personally, I don't know. I felt they could have used Brock Lesnar way better in this past calendar year than they have. I don't know. Do we really need to see the rematch? Is this just stoking Triple H's ego? You know, I don't know.
So what?
I have mixed feelings.
He's
personally,
the man.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Triple H. Yes, I mean, I'm not gonna take anything away from the guy or, you know, his ability in the ring or his ability to tell a story or anything like that, for sure.
But I think he's the man of the hour. He's the man of the hour. So you gotta put him there.
There you go. He's the man of the hour, folks.
Well, he's taking over for Vince one day. Who else would be the guy to ever do that? Like, he's the man. Like,
And you know what? It's gonna be interesting, too, because I think we're gonna see a lot more... I don't know, old school type dealings within the... I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but you know what I mean, right?
Wow.
Hey, this is the... Okay, continuing on. Del Rio and Swagger and Zed Colton. What do you think of that?
Are you actually lost for words, sir?
No, I'm not lost for words, but...
Okay.
Right, let's just move on.
All right, well, I don't like the Del Rio-Swagger feud at all.
No?
No, I'm already bored of Jack Swagger.
This was hot to start out with, but it's really kind of cooled off lately, eh?
I feel very impartial to the whole gimmick. A lot of people are like, oh, it's the hottest thing in wrestling. I don't think so. I like Zeb Coulter. I think he does a good job on the mic, you know?
Mm.
Dutch Mantel, of course.
Oh, he's an excellent mouthpiece, and that's exactly what Swagger needs.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's going anywhere. And I am not sold on Alberto Del Rio. I'm just not. I don't care what anyone says. I do not think Del Rio should be where he is. That's how I feel about that. I don't.
Well, I think the thing that really killed it for me was this stupid imitation comedy segment that they just had on Monday Night Raw, where it was all about Mexican food and they're talking about burritos and tacos.
When they're reenacting Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger, they're terrible. Yeah, I'm not even laughing at all. No. It's not working for me.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Del Rio was working at first for me as a baby face, but now it's.
And how are you going to stretch this for what? 4 more weeks?
Well, I don't know. I can't really see them going on with this past WrestleMania. Well, and I don't see Jack Swagger picking up the victory, not after being busted with marijuana like he was.
You don't think so?
No, I think that's going to be his punishment. I think he's going to take a fine off his WrestleMania payday, and he's probably not going to win the match. But who knows? I could be talking out my ass.
No, it's not a bad idea.
I could be talking out my ass.
I don't know. I don't really care. At this point, if I'm taking a winner, I'll go with Jack Swagger only because he has good momentum. But
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
They're obviously giving him a ton of airtime, so they can't be like thinking, well, this isn't working. They're obviously thinking this is working.
But do you put the title on a guy that was just busted for drugs? Like, what kind of message
is that? It's gone. To me, it's over and done with. No one's remembering it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, there are harsh right-wing conservatives out there that do care about that kind of stuff. And
yeah, but
what they say has clout among certain people, and it's like, you know, you got to be politically correct nowadays, Corey. Come on now. Anybody, but you should know this more than anybody.
I don't understand what you're saying. Like,
well, does it look bad that they put the title on a guy that was busted for drugs like a month earlier?
No.
Or a month and a half earlier? It would be
bad to have kept him on television, and they kept him on television.
Well, fair enough.
They've already overcome like this whole obstacle of what are we going to do with Jack Swagger. He's on there. He's getting just as much airtime as before it happened. It's like it never even happened. There was the TMZ article, and then that was it.
So it's for underneath the rug for you then.
Not for me. I'm saying the WWE is treating it that way.
All right.
To be honest, I don't really care if he gets caught with weed. I don't. So for me, it is swept under the rug. And I also think that the WWE is trying its hardest just to forget all about it. And really, all we've seen is one article. You're not going to hear him comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them giving the title to Jack Swagger based off the momentum that they think they have with this angle.
I don't know. I disagree. I don't.
Okay.
I don't see it. I see Del Rio picking up the victory.
All right. No, it's fair. I mean, at the same breath, you could argue that Del Rio is he's representing Mexico right now. He's what they need for that Latino audience, right?
Well,
so that's another reason why they could give him the title.
He does get a lot of positive reaction when they're down in states like Texas and New Mexico.
The one thing I'll admit about this WrestleMania is the matches do have its reasons for each winner to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, every match has, okay, like, with Lesnar and Triple H, I could give reasons why I think Lesnar will win. I can give reasons why Triple H. Same with Punk and Undertaker, Rock, Cena. Like, we've done that all night here tonight.
Yeah.
And here we are on, what, the fourth match, and we're still doing that, right? So that's what I like about this show so far. It could go either way for every match. I mean, there's going to be some predictable ones down the line.
There will be, but it's not looking too bad so far.
What about this possibility or this idea of Ryback versus Mark Henry?
I'm really liking that. I like the two big, strong, like, bull titans going at it like that. And I think it's been built up very simply and very elegantly so far. I really like what they did on Raw, where they both kind of smashed Drew McIntyre into bits.
What do you make of the idea that they're going to be wrestling on SmackDown?
I think that's the stupidest idea in the world. Why would you give that away on free TV? That's a WrestleMania match. That's a pay-per-view match. Hmm. That's a match that you pay money to see.
Yeah.
Why would you give that away on free TV? So I don't think it's going to happen. I think maybe Mark Henry's going to refuse the match, and maybe that'll bring Booker T out and say, no, you can't refuse the match, and then maybe they'll set it up for WrestleMania type thing. At least that's what I hope they do. Because if they give that match away on free TV, I think that's the stupidest thing they could ever do.
If it wasn't Mark Henry, who would you have liked to have seen Ryback wrestle at WrestleMania?
Jeez, that's a tough call. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different guys who don't have anything to do right now. I mean,
you guys got
Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro.
I was just going to say, regardless Wade of Barrett. Who has something going and who doesn't, I'm just saying, who would you have liked to have seen Ryback square off against at WrestleMania?
Who would I have liked to have? Probably the Big Show, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because that would be an impressive visual if he can get Big Show up on his shoulders and and do the shell shock maneuver to him. That's a WrestleMania worthy visual. So probably the Big Show. Plus, I think that could have been a good feud.
Hmm. What about the idea that it's not too late? Maybe Big Show could get involved.
I think Big Show is too involved with the Shield now. He's probably going to have a three-way match.
Yeah.
Or be part of a
three-on-three.
Three-on-three. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
No, it's Orton, interesting.
On the Shield. How about these Shield guys go? Looking real good heading into WrestleMania.
Oh, you're just moving on.
Well, absolutely, man. Somebody's gotta control the flow of the show here.
Well, what if I had more thoughts on Ryback?
Well, let's go back. Let's go back.
Oh, now you want to go back.
Sure,
see?
Why not?
See? I win that one.
A little bit of technical difficulties here. So
my headphones are cutting out.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
There
we go. Okay, where were we?
I don't know.
We're talking about Ryback and Mark Henry.
Am I going to have to hold this thing the whole time?
Yes, you're going to have to hold that the whole
show. No, I was going to say that I like the idea of Ryback versus Mark Henry as a big man versus big man match. I was going to say that I think at this point, Ryback will win.
Yeah.
I would like Mark Henry to win. I really would. As a fan, I would like to see Mark Henry win this match.
Well, it'll definitely do more damage to Ryback than it would to Mark Henry to have him lose.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think?
It's going to be Ryback, definitely. I can't see Mark Henry going over at WrestleMania.
No?
No. Oh, that's just
so weird, my headphones.
Okay, here we go. Hold on a sec, folks.
I don't know. My headphones have died.
Have they died?
Uh-oh. I don't know, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, hold on 1 second here.
All right. Should we pause the show?
No, this is live, buddy. We never stop it.
All right. Yes. Oh, almost. Oh, there we go. Nope. Didn't work that time.
What if I just hold this?
You gotta hold it the whole time. All right,
maybe we
should make the rest of the show pretty quick here.
Well, I don't have a lot to say about the other matches, I'll be honest.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys that don't have anything to do at WrestleMania. Yes, that's very good. I mean, you got guys like Cesaro. What's he going to be doing at WrestleMania? And what a losing streak he has been on lately.
I don't really care at this point.
Oh, come on, how can you not care?
I just don't for some reason.
Are you telling me you don't care about Dolph Ziggler either?
No, I'm very interested to know what happens with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, really, like what's he involved with heading into WrestleMania?
I think it will come down to Money in the Bank with him at WrestleMania. I think he cashes in at that. I could just see that really good crowd pop when he actually does it happening at WrestleMania. We've waited a whole year. I just feel like that's the night it'll happen.
Yeah.
So I don't think his match will matter as much. He'll probably be thrown in like a 3-on-3 match or something like that, or tag team match or something. And it's not going to be about the WrestleMania match itself. It's going to be about what he does later in the night with the briefcase.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree with you there. And what about guys like, what about Wade Barrett? I mean, you know, 1 week he's feuding with Bo Dallas. The next week he's feuding with Sheamus over this movie role. And it's like, you know, they don't know what they're doing with this guy. What's he going to be doing? He's the Intercontinental Champion. What's he going to be doing at WrestleMania? We don't know.
It's going to be, he'll be thrown in a match. They're not going anywhere with Wade Barrett in terms. I could see Wade Barrett versus The Miz at WrestleMania.
Wade Barrett versus The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Chris Jericho? What about Team Hell No? More guys that we, you know.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
We have no idea what they're, you know. No indication from what we've seen on TV about
we got 4 weeks. Those are the types of matches that are thrown in near the end anyways.
Really?
They're focusing on the main events right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? You knew that the whole time.
No.
Oh, come on.
All right, quickly. What do you think
we're doing? You're just bringing up topics in trying to transition from
segment. All right, we're not even. Jeez.
Well, I just bailed you out there by looking just as bad as you.
Perfect.
That's the way you got to look at
it. There you go. No, I like that.
All right. Any other matches or no? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, quickly, let's talk about the new title belt. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Do you like the new title? I didn't at first. I thought it looked very, I don't know, over the top and maybe a little bit too blingy, but it's grown on me.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks all right.
I from the second I saw it, I thought it looked okay. There was the initial shock, of course, I saw it, and I'm like, right away, that was like how went in my head. I was like, but then I kind of looked at pictures later in the night on the internet after, and I was like, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
It does look good on The Rock, too. I will admit that.
Of course. It looks really good on The Rock.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to debut the belt.
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see who the next guy that holds it, what it looks like on them. But I'm sure by that time, everyone will have grown to it anyways.
What do you think of the interchangeable side plates? Apparently, that's supposed to be the idea now instead of a nameplate.
I think it's a lot of work. I was fine with the name. I think it's a lot of work for them to go and make a new
side plate for every champion. Well, WWE doesn't care. They got lots of money.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I was fine with the name bar. I really was. But that's fine. It's something new to look forward to. It's more visual than a name bar, right?
Yeah.
So that's not a bad thing. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, have you been keeping your promise to Mr. Christopher Daniels and following the TNA product lately? They just had their big pay-per-view lockdown on the weekend.
Yeah. Bully Ray, champion. revealing that he's a member of Aces and Eights.
Not just a member. He's the president of Aces and Eights. He's the leader.
Oh, I think that's
dumb. He's the one that we've been waiting for the whole time.
I think that's dumb, especially considering that he's the guy that was getting married to Brooke Hogan, and we had this big wedding on Impact, and Bully Ray was super upset when Taz interrupted the wedding and revealed that he was part of it. So many logic
gaps. It just does not make sense. When you go back and look at how this storyline has progressed and what Bully Ray's interaction with Aces and Eights have been, it's just so many logic gaps as to why he would be the leader.
Yeah,
and
so that's just normal stuff.
And apparently, this was something that they had, according to Dave Meltzer, who, of course, knows everything. This was something that they,
He knows it all.
Of course. And this is something that they had...
Just like Mark Middleton.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on Mark Middleton. But what was I saying? This is something that they had planned out from the very beginning. So this was like an end point that they were reaching.
You would think that that's the lead point. But I think they were making it up as they go, as all scripts are like, right? Like they had... I don't think they were ever like, okay, here's the ultimate finish. I don't think they did that with the NWO, do you? They never did that with the NWO.
No. They didn't. No, they didn't do that with the NWO, but they did it differently with this. Well, according to Meltzer, anyways, it was always Bully Ray was always supposed to be the president of Aces and Eights.
I disagree with that.
Something that they worked backwards from. It doesn't make sense to me either, seeing the different things that have happened. Like he's been attacked.
And I'll say thankfully they're in new buildings now, going around North America or growing around the states. Anyways,
that's good for them. Definitely,
I like that at this point.
It's a different look, and the crowds are different too, which is really nice.
Here's a question for you: would you induct Paul Bearer into the Hall of Fame this year if you could? Like, if they can still pull it off?
No, because Paul Bearer is probably, he would almost be one of the top guys. So I think he'd probably wait till next year, or even wait to win the Undertaker's.
Kevin Nash tweeted that it's not too late to put him in the Hall of Fame this year.
Inducted. That's not too late to put Kevin Nash into the Hall of Fame either.
That's not happening.
Look at you.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see that happening.
What, you don't want what, Paul Bearer or Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash. Paul Bearer, absolutely. Kevin Nash, no.
Okay. No, I think next year would probably be more appropriate. Or even when they do the Undertaker, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
How about those Canucks? They're just terrible lately.
They are pretty bad. They are pretty bad, though.
Hey, we are from Vancouver. What else do we talk about?
Well, the fans down south don't care.
No. Let's talk about ECCW. They just had their Pacific Cup tournament, and Kenny Lush.
I don't want to talk about that.
Just won the Pacific Cup.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever, Mike Corey. I just want to say congratulations, Kenny Lush.
Yeah, no.
Big accolade winning the Pacific
Cup. It is. But I didn't go to the show, so I wasn't hyped up for it.
Davey Richards, former ROH champion, was there. Tony Kazina, he was part of the tournament as well.
No, I like the Pacific
Cup. We should have been on the ball and done a full preview of the Pacific Cup.
I'm just surprised you bring it up to talk about it when we didn't even go to the show.
Well,
that's why I was trying to avoid it.
I would think it's worth mentioning on a professional wrestling show.
It is, but when we talk
in Vancouver here.
I think, but when we talk local wrestling, we have segments for that. Tonight, we're just rambling about whatever. I didn't even go to that show.
Well, I didn't go to that show either, but I felt it was worth mentioning. So.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy.
I try.
Not like me, the biggest heel in all of wrestling talk.
Someone's got to be a face around here.
It's true. All right. I think that's a good way to end
it. I think that's a good way to wind down and cut out the show here.
So you are generally excited about WrestleMania at this point.
I'm very excited. I'm on the road to my living room couch while you are on the road to WrestleMania. But
I am looking forward to it. I can't say that enough. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I have to admit, I am kind of jealous. But unfortunately, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've come to terms with it, and I'm honestly a lot less stressed now that I'm not going to the show.
This is by far the most expensive trip I'll have ever taken.
Oh, it's my girlfriend and I going. Right? Unbelievable amount of money they charge.
It's going
to
be.
And unfortunately, this show, as good as it is, doesn't have the sponsorship that it's supposed to have yet. But
hey, we do this for fun. We're not making any money. Everyone knows that. Why do you have to keep bringing that up? It costs me over $100.
Because I'm not going to New York, and you are. That's why I'm keep bringing it up. Let me just say
this.
So
this show costs me over $100 a month. Everyone, there you go. That's the real story behind Smack Talk Radio Live.
You're a good guy, Corey.
Do you like this?
For being the heel that you are, you're.
Let me turn this song up a bit.
Oh my God.
Quick story.
Yeah, go ahead. You tell the Arizona story.
WrestleMania 26. We're all sitting in Phoenix.
Who's we all?
Well, my girlfriend and I, and you and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
We're in a restaurant, and this song comes on. And that's that line, what's been going on, is playing in the background, and it felt like it just was going on over and over and over while we ate our lunch. And we all kind of like stopped and looked at each other and were like, what? How many times are they going to say this line in the song? You'll hear later in this song, it's like the same line over and over again. What's been going on?
So it's been kind of like a running joke with us ever since.
Since WrestleMania 26, yeah. Basically. So
that was a good time.
I had to get it on our show one time.
he got it past my country twang sensor.
The key to this song is to bring it up at the most inopportune moments. Like the times you'd never expect it, and then you bring it up, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's good.
All right. If you haven't tuned out already, I don't know why.
Yeah. If you're still listening at this point, we sincerely thank you.
You're a true fan.
Yes.
This has been Smack Talk Radio Live. I told you at the top of the show, I'll tell you again, www.smacktalkradiolive.com, facebook.com/smacktalkradio, at SRL Radio on Twitter. Sign up for Twitter. We know you're out there. It's so funny that we have all these hits downloading our show, and I'm not joking, over 1,000 hits. We are averaging over 1,000 hits, and we have 100 followers on Twitter, to be exact.
So what is going on? Exactly. What is going on?
You either are not on Twitter, or you just don't care to look at stuff.
And every week, we always plug this. Don't forget our email, onair@smacktalkradiolive.com. Send us your thoughts, your opinions, and if we remember, we'll read them on the air.
There it is. Just what's been going on. I love it.
All right. Well, I'm James McDonald.
I'm Corey Callahan. Hey, and I don't know when we can do a show next. I'm just going to be honest. But one thing's for sure. We are on the road to WrestleMania.
Well, you are.
We all are. Time to get amped up for wrestling. It's the time of the year, WrestleMania 29 in New York, New Jersey. If you're not excited yet, there's something wrong with you, and you should not listen to our show next week. It's going to be good. I am heading there. I got to admit, I'm a little excited.
You should be.
Yeah, but regardless, it's going to be good at home as well.
No, it will be. I'm going to have a big party. I'm having a lot of people over. It's going to be good times.
All right. Let's get out of here. We'll be back soon.
Thanks for listening. I guess that's how it's gotta be from now on.